Stock D'Souza is trading on BERT LAX. BERT, B-E-R-T, B as in boy, B-E-R-T, BERT LAX, L-A-K-S. BERT LAX. Date of birth is 2/18/1956. Date of visit is 3/4/25. We'll make a copy for David Weinrich. Weinrich is W-E-I-N-R-E-I-C-H. W-E-I-N-R-E-I-C-H. Date of visit 3/4/25. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is left upper lobe lung nodule and COPD. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 69-year-old male who has a history of multiple medical problems. Including a history of COPD, systemic lupus erythematosus, history of hypertension, chronic kidney disease, and history of atrial fibrillation on anticoagulation. Was recently admitted to the hospital. With shortness of breath. And and cough. The patient had a CT of the chest done, which had demonstrated evidence of emphysema has changes and had a cluster of lung nodules in the left upper lobe, the largest nodule measuring 1 centimeter in size, and a 6 millimeter nodule seen slightly inferior to this, and there was evidence of scarring in the right middle lobe. There were no significantly enlarged mediastinal nodes. The patient was also sent for a PET CT, which showed The patient was sent for a CT-guided needle biopsy of the left upper lobe lung nodule, which was performed on 1/28/25. And the pathology reportedly showed atypical cells suspicious for malignancy. And further investigations were recommended. The patient was discussed at the tumor board And the patient also, the tumor board and recommendations were made for the patient go for navigational bronchoscopy to obtain tissue as well as an EBUS biopsy of the mediastinal nodes. The patient did have a PFT performed, which showed moderately severe obstructive airways disease with no significant change in change following bronchodilator use period. There was moderate diffusion loss period. The patient has generalized weakness, shortness of breath with activity, occasional cough, and some wheezing. And he also has had mild leg swelling. He also has a history for memory loss and has arthritis of the hip. Next paragraph, past history includes history for COPD, history for chronic kidney disease, and atrial fibrillation, and history for lumbar spine surgery, including placement of rods and plates and screws. He has had carotid endarterectomy on the right, and he has had several brain biopsies for an undetermined brain lesion and suffered from seizures following the surgery and has been on anti-seizure meds. He had a right hip replacement done. Period. The patient had prostate cancer as well as skin cancer of the ear. Of the left ear requiring resection. He has been hypertensive for several years. Next paragraph, allergies to penicillin. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for 62 years and quit last year. No significant alcohol use. Next paragraph, family history. Mother died of heart disease and diabetes. Father died of heart problems. Next. System review. The patient has fatigue and no weight loss. Denies cataracts or glaucoma. He has hoarseness and nosebleeds. And he has had wheezing and shortness of breath and occasional cough. He has heartburn, no abdominal pains or diarrhea. He has arm pains and palpitations and leg swelling. He has no anxiety, no depression. He has memory loss and headaches. Joint pains, muscle stiffness, and trouble ambulating. He has easy bruising and skin rash with itching. And he has no urinary frequency or nighttime awakening. Next, med list. Med list included Eliquis 5 milligrams BID, allopurinol 100 milligrams BID, atorvastatin 40 milligrams, 2 tabs HS, donepezil 10 milligrams daily, finasteride 5 milligrams daily, Lasix 20 milligrams every other day, hydrocodone 10 milligrams PRN, gabapentin 300 milligrams TID, losartan 50 milligrams daily, metoprolol 100 milligrams daily, omeprazole 40 milligrams daily, and plaquenil 200 milligrams BID. Next paragraph, physical exam. This is a averagely built Elderly white male is alert, pale, but no acute distress. There's no clubbing, there's mild peripheral edema, no lymphadenopathy, and skin turgor is good. Blood pressure is 130 by 70, pulse 102, respiration 22, tension 97.6. HUND, non-spalic pupils are reactive, sclerovir clear, throat is mildly injected, he has no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly, there's mild venous distension. Chest, equal movements with decreased excursions. Breath sounds diminished to the periphery with the occasional crackles at the lung bases. Heart, the atoms are irregular, as known as S2, with no murmur. The abdomen is soft, protuberant without masses. Liver edge just well below the costal margin, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, mild edema with decreased peripheral pulses. Reflexes of 1 plus, there were no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin no lesions observed. And the skin was dry and scaly. Patient is alert and oriented and cooperative. Next, paragraph, impression number 1. Multiple left lung nodules, etiology undetermined. Number 2 is COPD with emphysema. Number 3, history of hypertension. Number 4 is chronic kidney disease. Number 5 is peripheral vascular disease. And number 6 is history of seizure disorder. And number 7 is memory loss. Next paragraph plan, the patient has been advised that a navigational bronchoscopy will be scheduled to biopsy the prominent left upper lobe lung nodule, 1 centimeter in diameter. The procedure risks were explained, including bleeding, pneumothorax, respiratory failure, and the patient will be scheduled at Advent Hospital. Anticoagulation to be held for 3 days, and I'll make an addendum report following the procedure. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for David Weinrich, MD. Weinrich, W-E-I-N-R-E-I-C-H, MD. Thank you.